A U.S. government study showed that people's favorite time on Friday was between 8:04 and 8:30, specifically on the back end, so that they could listen to KGNU Sports Talk with Jimmy. Please don't look it up. Hello and welcome to Sports Talk with Jimmy. I am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, coming at you with the best sports show here on KGNU, covering the best news and stories from across the Front Range here in Colorado. And you know, it's felt like the Colorado Buffaloes haven't left the news headlines since December, when they hired head coach Deion Prime Sanders. That brought national attention to the Buffaloes that hasn't happened since the 90s. Everyone was talking about the Buffaloes. And now, people are once again talking about the Buffaloes. And that's because last week, they made just as big a news, no pun intended, as they announced they will be moving from the Pac-12 Conference to the Big 12 Conference. For those unfamiliar, college athletics are divided up into conferences, with the biggest five being the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the ACC. Originally, way back in the day, Colorado had been part of the Big 12, dating all the way back to 1948 until 2010. Then they left for the Pac-12 in 2011. Now, they're back in the Big 12. There were a few reasons for the move, but finances were the biggest deal between the two conferences. The Pac-12 had been struggling to come to a deal to find a TV provider to show their games for the upcoming athletic seasons, and the Big 12 had already signed a deal with ESPN and Fox. With this, the school like Colorado would get more guaranteed money than they would playing in the Pac-12. In this new conference, Colorado will be making more money through TV deals and will go from playing teams like Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Washington to teams like Oklahoma State, TCU, Central Florida, and Houston. Obviously, this is going to affect every single athletic program here at Colorado, and people cannot stop talking about how the football team and the basketball team will fare in the conference. But for some reason, I haven't heard a lot about one of Colorado's most successful teams in the last few years, the women's basketball team. They're coming off one of the biggest seasons in Colorado basketball history that took them to the Elite Eight. And guess what? A lot of their biggest playmakers are coming back next season. Not to mention head coach J.R. Payne just got an extension to stick around for a few more years. The Pac-12 is an absolute Darwinian conference with a brutal list of teams inside of it. The way women's basketball tends to work, the best teams tend to stay up at the top for a while. Teams like Stanford, Utah, UCLA, USC, Washington State, Arizona, all of those teams made the NCAA March Madness tournament last year, including Colorado. A Boulder Daily Camera article by Pat Rooney pointed out that the Pac-12 has had 10 Final Four appearances since Colorado had joined the conference in 2011. The strength of schedule playing in the Pac-12 is intense. And even with the tough teams, Colorado has been very successful in the conference, especially in the last few years. Now with the move to the Big 12, their schedule just got a lot easier. Don't get me wrong, the teams are decent in the Big 12, but they're not the Pac-12. The best teams in the Big 12 are Texas and Oklahoma, who are actually also moving conferences over to the SEC by the time Colorado gets into the Big 12 in 2024. Outside of those teams, only Oklahoma State, Baylor, and West Virginia made the tournament in the last year, and they were all 7th seeds or worse. If I am Coach Payne and the Buffaloes, I will be very, very excited for this move, because Colorado has the opportunity to enter the Big 12 as a women's basketball powerhouse. And that is just about all the time I got for you here on Sports Talk with Jimmy. Make sure you tune in next week at this same time for more. This has been Sports Talk here on KGNU.